This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Good as it gets.
All right, it's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today we have the lovely Brooklyn.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for pulling up.
Like I was saying,
it's like a male-dominated show so far. So yeah. To have a woman on, it's like it's fun.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. I was looking at my statistics, like who watches my shows. Mm-hmm. And it's all dudes. I'm like, God damn, bro. Like,
well, I'm not going to be able to help because my following is 95% men.
Yeah, damn it. God damn, for real, huh? But I think girls maybe just, you know, they see another woman on the show, they might be more inclined to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pull up before with Courtney.
Oh, I didn't know they were even coming on here.
They didn't invite you?
No.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah, because she said she was bringing like her whole little team.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, then, because you're like, that's like your right hand. So yeah. I was like, yeah.
Technically, sure. I'm not one of the ladies. Like, I was one of the like original ones when mm-hmm. she was first starting.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows that I don't really like to do like the performances and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why not?
No, I just get so nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
When it's like live. So she's just kind of like, do whatever. Like, if you want to do something, let me know. But like, she doesn't obligate it to me. And also, like, it is very demanding. So, like, I don't really have
the time
that, you know, it takes to dedicate to that.
Yeah, they're killing it right now. Shout out the ladies room. Yeah, they're doing a lot of shit. Yeah. So how'd you get into that? Like dance? Did it just from her? Like
no,
being her friend?
I started going hard.
Yeah. I was going hard in the paint. For real.
I started dancing when I was like 12 or 13.
Oh, okay.
And then I danced all through high school, but not that kind of dance, obviously. Well, I did like contemporary and like a little bit of ballet, hip hop.
Oh, really?
Like that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then.
You got fucked up feet?
My feet are cute. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, the ballet dancers, them toes.
No, I wasn't like
else.
Point ballet. We just had to do like certain things from there.
Okay.
And then when she finished college, she was like, I want to start a heels class in Vegas because like there's none out there really
that
anybody knew of. And I was like, oh, girl, I'm not dancing in heels. I'm tall. Yeah. And I haven't danced since high school.
Then
she came out here and started it. And it's almost easier to dance in heels, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably feel yourself a little bit more.
Yeah. And it's like, surprisingly, the balance is easier because you have something there. If you drop down, like something's going to be there right there to catch you, as opposed to a sneaker. You're just standing on your toe.
Yeah, true. Okay.
So
you got that support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I couldn't. Well, some girls do not know how to walk in heels, yo. She should just like
I'm
give
models,
it away.
So I mean.
Right. It's second nature to you. Yeah. But yeah, maybe she should, because you know, you see girls walking out of the club like breaking ankles, yo.
Or they just at the end of the night.
For real? Do you do the swine feet? You take them shits off?
No.
Okay, you got to keep some slippers
not
on deck.
Years. No, I'm going to keep my heels on and just
what is up with these
suffer
girls,
through it. I'm never going to take my heels off in public ever.
I had a friend, he made like, he stood outside of clubs late at night with a backpack full of slippers and slanging them bitches and made so much bread.
Oh my God. After the club?
After the club. Because all the girls are like walking out of the club and they're tired.
But you might as well just like make it to your car by then. Like you're going to buy slippers when you're almost to your car.
I know. I mean, he made the money. It's crazy.
Good for him.
I know, right?
No, I will literally just like, I will cry through the pain before I...
Really?
Do any of that, yeah.
Oh, God. I can't even wear dress shoes, dude. I'm like sneakers with the tux and everything. I can't do it, man. I got respect for girls that wear heels.
Yeah,
man. But I'm short, so like anyway, when I go on a date, yo, I'm like, I hope she's not wearing heels. I hope she's not wearing some fucking Doc Martens, yo. I'm like,
she can do anything. Wow.
Yeah, I know, man. It's tough out here.
I'm going to rock my heels regardless.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'10".
Have you always been like the tall girl, or did you like hit a growth spurt late?
No, I've been this height since I was like 18.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I've been this height since I was like 12.
You never.
No, I was
you
like
never grew past 12?
No, like no, maybe like 15, maybe. But I was like the tallest kid in elementary school and in middle school.
Really?
And then in high school, it was just like, yo.
You were like, oh, I'm about to be in there. And they're like, wait a minute.
Stop. They're like 5'8". And then everybody just, I was like, man.
I feel like even the ones like when I was like a junior and senior, the freshmen and sophomores were coming in and they're just like,
yeah, they're way bigger, huh? Yeah, the fucking, yeah. On? I was like, what the fuck are they putting in the water, yo? Like, dang, I thought my time was coming. I held on to faith until I was 21 and it just never happened for me, yo. It just
no,
never
I mean, my parents, it's weird because no one in my family is that tall. Like, really? My uncle, my grandma's brother is probably the tallest person in my family, but my parents are like my height or a little bit shorter.
Oh, that's hella weird.
So I don't know where my genetics came from, honestly.
That's crazy, because everybody in my family's tall. I'm like the total opposite. My mom is tall. I never met my dad, so he must be short. But, like, my little brother, he's fucking, like, 6'4".
Really?
Yeah. My little sister's, like, 5'9". Hmm. I know.
Yeah, no, whatever. Nobody in my family that I know of is really
fuck,
that
man.
Tall.
Just genes skipped over me, man. It's fucked up. It's all right, man. I try to make up for it in personality. You know?
Yeah, you got it. You're good.
Oh, man. All right, Brooklyn. So let's get to know you, man. So did you grow up here? Were you born and raised here in Vegas?
No, I was born in Alaska.
Alaska?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What the fuck are you doing in Alaska? Military?
No, and everyone asked me that. Yeah, my mom was born there. Mm. My dad was born in Oakland. Mm. And my grandma was born in Oakland. My grandpa was born in San Francisco. So they all lived in the Bay like their whole lives. But then when my dad was maybe like a teenager, my grandparents moved to Alaska because my grandpa got a job in corrections out there.
So random.
Yeah. So they moved out
there. But
they
pay you to live there though, right?
Yeah. You get a dividend every year, even when you're like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that must have been weird growing up. Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, like that's all I knew.
Right. So how long did you grow up there?
I was there for 9.5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you remember it then, huh?
All my siblings still live there. One of my sisters lives in Michigan, but the rest of my siblings live there.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. So you go up there still to like visit and shit?
No, I do want to go this year before it starts snowing, which is about to be in like a week and a half. So
right.
I should probably go, but yeah, I actually haven't been back.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I know. Damn. My mom lives there.
Your mom is there too?
My grandma.
Jeez.
On my mom's side.
Damn.
A lot of my family still lives there.
Damn, Alaska, huh? So how did you end up down here?
My grandparents on my dad's side moved here a year before I was born. Mm. And so, like, my grandma came and got me and brought me out here.
Why?
Was
it, like, family problems and stuff or what?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have to get into it, but damn. So you were raised by your grandparents then, huh? Mm-hmm. Damn. Wow. In Las Vegas, huh?
I know. Damn. Big change.
Yeah. So then...
I was a kid, so I guess I adjusted well.
Yeah, you weren't too old. Like, you made friends probably pretty easy. Yeah. Yeah, and then you went to Cane Springs, right?
No.
You didn't go to Cane Springs?
Uh-uh.
Where'd you go?
Harborview.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Why did I think you went to Cane Springs?
Probably because Courtney went there and you probably just assumed.
Yeah.
I always was out. Like, I would go to, like, the Cane Springs parties and, like, I went to
doing all the hood
prom
rat stuff.
One time.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. What year did you graduate?
13.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's why. Okay.
When did you graduate?
2010. I'm a little older. Yeah, I'm 30.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I'll be 27 in December.
Oh, boohoo.
Oh, God.
Is that fucking with you or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
I feel like 27 is like 26. You're still like, okay, I feel kind of young. But then 27, you're like, wow, I'm an adult.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's weird. Like when I turned 25, I was like, fuck, I'm getting old. When I turned 30, I turned 30 in June. And I was like, damn. I feel like a fucking kid. I'm like, how am I 30 years old?
People always get like a reset when they turn 30. I feel like
maybe.
When I would turn 25, I feel like I felt like that was the only age that I felt different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't like this. I didn't want to celebrate.
Really?
I deactivated my social media.
Well, really? Damn.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going through. I was like, I did not want to celebrate. And then when I actually did, I was fine.
Yeah. Midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, women are on a different timeline than men, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do you feel pressure now that you're like, oh, you need the kids and family?
Well, you know
and
what's
all
funny
that,
is I always thought I would be the one. I was like, I thought I would be like married young, kids young. Like I thought 25, I'd be married and like have a kid at like 26.
Right. That's usually like when you're like 18, you think like, oh, by the time I'm 26, I'm going to have married kids.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But for some reason this year, maybe it's because like when I first moved out, I didn't live by myself. This is like my first time like living on my own and just kind of like doing whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And I I'm just kind of having fun. Yeah. Like, this is the first time that I've ever been...
like, free.
Yeah. And I'm not caring about wanting to be in a relationship, because it's like, yeah, if I wanted to, I could do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care to right now. And I'm just kind of going with that.
Yeah. It's way better being single.
Yeah.
For me. I mean, like, I mean, from like, it's, you just have the freedom. And then, like, you almost get a... because you know when you're in a relationship, a lot of that goes away.
Yeah.
And you have to explain who you're with, what you're doing. You have to explain your plans, this and that. You can't just like, you know, pop up in fucking Houston tomorrow, right? And all that shit. So it's like, I feel you. Yeah. But then also you want love, though.
For sure. So and I've like always been like a homebody. Like all my friends would call me the grandma.
Yeah.
And I wasn't like, I just always was the person that wanted to like be in a relationship, even though I was the only one out of my friends that wasn't really ever in one, because I just never believed in settling. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it took a long time for me to get into one, but then.
What's up, bro? We good? Scared me. Huh? Oh, okay. Sorry. Let's take the shot in the meantime.
Right. Oh, yeah, I took mine already. I need another one.
Oh, you need another one? Oh, shit. I'm telling you, you girls are something else, man. You guys get going. Oh my! I'm an alcoholic too.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Pour me half a cup.
Yeah, I've been on like a bottle of wine a night.
What? Okay, so you like wine, or do you like Moscato?
Mm-mm.
You like wine?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you my favorite wine right now. It's 1858 Paso Robles.
Okay, is that a red?
Cabernet.
Oh, Cabernet.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Really?
It's so good.
All right.
The guy at Total Wine recommended to me because I was going to get Camus, and he was like, this one's better than Camus.
Really?
So really? I tried it, and I've bought it so many times since.
It's a Cabernet? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's really, really smooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we good?
Yeah, it's flashing in and out. Or not flashing, but adjusting on its own.
Oh, like the focus?
Like the lighting.
Oh, shit. It's still recording, though, right? Yeah. All right, we'll just cut this little part out. Fuck. This never happened before.
It's all good.
Is Tenez here?
No, he just stepped out.
Fuck, of course.
So I can't find the setting for the auto ISO.
It's like,
what?
Your cranberry juice?
You want to try this?
No, it's good. I love cranberry juice.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I like that mango. I usually drink straight, though. I usually don't fuck with the juice.
I usually don't either. I'll do like water or lime.
Yeah.
I can only do straight if I'm already drunk. Yeah. Not that I can't. I just choose not to.
Yeah, no, I can't. I just do, I put it on ice and I let the ice melt.
I usually like my alcohol chilled. I can take it easier that way.
Yeah. And an orange slice. Mezcal on rocks with an orange slice.
I love a mezcal cocktail.
Really? Yes. You're the first person I've ever met that even knows what that is.
Yeah.
People don't,
well, you know what's funny is like Casamigos became so popular. But when I was cocktailing, that's what made me start liking Casamigos because those are mezcal, tequila.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's how I got into that. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like everywhere.
Yeah. They have a mezcal though too. Casamigos. Yeah. Yeah. Bomb. Yeah. I was looking at the mezcal and I just ran out at home. So I was gonna get another bottle and drink it here, but I was like, she probably don't.
I'm gonna have to try it straight. I love it in a cocktail.
Put it in a get an orange slice, squeeze the orange slice in it, and then put some agave in there. Yeah, it's like because I used to bartend. So I made the recipe and I called it the Mexican old fashioned.
Yeah.
So the mezcal with the orange and the agave. It's fire. You drink that shit like...
I bartended for like 2 seconds.
Really?
Yes.
Fire?
At a High Limit lounge.
Where? Oh, High Limit? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Didn't you work at Bellagio?
No, I worked at... I cocktailed at Commonwealth. Uh-huh. That's where I met Dana.
Yeah.
And then I worked at the Palms High Limit lounge.
Oh, the Palms.
For like... From like April to... maybe October.
Oh, okay.
May to October, something like that.
Damn, they shut down. That's crazy.
No, they still haven't reopened.
I heard they got bought out by some Indian company or some shit, and they're going to rebrand and
like
everything.
The Fertitas bought it from the Maloofs, and now, like, I don't know what's happening with
it. Yeah. Well, it was a Station Casinos.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, yeah. And, but they built Chaos, biggest fucking fail of all time. It's so crazy. I'm still, like, astonished that nobody talks about that, because I'm like, yo, they built, like, this mega club with these mega acts, like, took all these big acts from the other clubs.
I just stopped showing up one day.
You worked there?
No. I worked, but the High Limit Lounge was ran by Light Group.
Oh, okay.
And then when Palms took over, like, we had a meeting, all the places that were owned by Light Group that were inside the Palms, they were like, oh, we're going to have a meeting, and they were like, okay, Palms going to take over. It was
shit show. Yeah.
Like, terribly.
That's what I heard.
And, like, I just was like, no. I just stopped showing up one day.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even go in for the rest of my shifts.
Was it good money up there, though?
At first, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we did a 24-hour tip pool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have pissed me off. That would have pissed me off.
But here's the thing. If you work a morning shift, like, if you're a morning bartender and cocktail server, right?
Yeah, you're not doing as much work.
$30, but you at the High Limit Lounge, you're never doing as much work because you need maybe like one or two good tippers to come in to make your money.
Right, you could
have one person tip you like $5,000 and you're good.
Yeah.
So it's like you're really not doing that much. Plus, you're making coffees, hot water. Right.
They're not drinking like that. Yeah.
Like, you're not doing that much.
They're tipping $5,000 up there.
They're just handing you chips. Like, I remember one guy was just handing me $100 chips off of every water bottle that I brought.
Yeah.
So
just trying to throw money away.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if they're winning, they'll tip you well.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like ring anything in because it's comped since they're gambling.
Right.
So it was like the easiest job ever. But like when, so we were on a 24-hour tipple. So if I made like $87 in the morning, right, I'd come back and my envelope would have like $650 in it because the night before everybody like got tipped well.
That's what would piss me off, is if I was working nighttime. But if you're here's working daytime, it's
here's the thing. When Palms
we're good to go?
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Let me stop talking shit.
No, go ahead. No, this is good. This is a good Vegas story. This is some good shit.
Here's the thing. When you would come in at night, you would make like $1,000, $2,000. But if you worked only mornings or grave, we never had to work grave.
Mm.
So if you had to work a morning or a grave shift, you're making nothing. So you're basically working for free.
Right.
And your full time is like 3 days a week, which is perfect for me. I don't like to work more than...
Right. God forbid you work 5 days in a row. Shit.
I did that, I did my due diligence. Okay, I worked retail. I've worked in a call center. I've cocktailed. I've bartended. I've done it
Respect. Okay? My bad. I digress.
But, I mean, even my job, like, I don't know. I have like a million jobs. But one of my jobs, I work 2 days a week.
Mm, perfect for you. Yeah,
love that
you
for need. Me.
Yeah. Man, I wish, man. Girls got it so easy in this town. Y'all don't even know.
I mean.
Pretty girl privilege is a real thing.
Yeah. But I, you know, women, we've come a long way.
Oh, God. Here we go. Are you like an active feminist?
Would you consider yourself that? I guess so. I'm not like hardcore. I feel like I know right from wrong. So I'm not going to just like take a specific gender side just because like I believe in that. But I do go hard for women.
Yeah, you should. You should for sure. But it's weird because we can't go hard for men. Like men can't go hard for men. You know what I mean?
I mean, why would you? No, I'm just kidding.
You are a feminist. What were we talking about before we had that?
Before we had what?
Before we had that.
We had a few shots, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, technical difficulties. All right, so let's get back on track here. Okay. All right. So you grew up here, or no, you didn't grow up here. You're from Alaska, which is crazy as fuck to me. I would never have guessed that. And then you came here, you graduated from, did you go to college?
Mm-mm.
No? So what did you do after high school?
I started working.
Oh, okay. Doing what?
I worked, remember all my million jobs I was telling you about? Mm-hmm. I worked, my first job, I was in high school.
Because
I asked my grandma if I could get my belly button pierced if I got a job. She said, my grandma was strictest person alive.
Oh, really?
So she was like, yeah. So I get a job at Aldo at the North Outlets.
Okay.
And she still didn't let me get it. So I just stopped
working. Got it anyway.
I just stopped working. Okay. Yeah, no. Oh my gosh, she would have killed me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started working at Nike at Caesars when I was 18.
Okay.
Then I worked at Lavo when I was 18, the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I was there until I was 20.
Was serving?
No, I was a hostess. I was 18.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I worked there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then I worked at a call center at the Wynn. Mm. And then I worked at Beer Park.
Mm. Oh, Beer Park?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I started working at Commonwealth.
Oh, okay. So you started, you just got into like cocktailing and serving and mm-hmm. service industry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like so many people have that exact same story, mm-hmm. Nike Town, yep. And then fucking get into service industry.
I know.
God, well, you made a way out, yo. You got the fuck out of it. I'm finally out of the service industry too, which I feel blessed to be. But
yes.
Yeah, So let's tell this story then. So you're cocktailing at Commonwealth downtown, mm-hmm. and you meet Dana White. Mm-hmm. So let's tell the story. I'm sure you've told it a million times, but for the people that don't know.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
So I got hired at Commonwealth, and like maybe a month later, my manager was like, hey, can you come in and work Wednesday at 9? So we didn't work weekdays because, you know, downtown is dead during the week. Mm-hmm. So we only worked Fridays and Saturdays. So I was mm-hmm. like, sure, because I was new. I just was saying yes to anything.
Right.
And I come in and there was no one in the place. So mm-hmm. I'm like, why does he need me here? And then he comes out of the office and he's like, oh, Dana White's coming in. So, you know, you got lucky because no one else responded to my message.
Oh.
Yeah. So really he had texted everybody in the company, but nobody else responded. So... because he doesn't tell you why he needs you to come in. He just asks if you can.
Right,
and he was like, oh, Dana White's coming in. So you got lucky. And I'm like, I have no clue who Dana White is. So I don't
like,
even...
yeah, don't watch fighting at all. Yeah.
You know, yeah. What's funny is my friend, we hung out every single day and he used to watch UFC every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, but I had no clue about like who anyone was. It was used to watch it with him.
Right.
And then it was me, one bartender and one barback, and they were both guys, and they were like, oh my God, you're so lucky Dana White's coming in. And I'm like, who is she?
Right. Oh no.
Yeah. That's what I asked them. I asked them. And they were like, no, that's Dana White. Funny, and I was like, well, who's Dana White? And they were like, oh, he's the president of USC. And I was like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then he just came in with like maybe 10 people. And then we mm-hmm. like went on the rooftop and he was like so nice. Mm-hmm. All his people were really nice. It was like the most chill night. He didn't come back in for like 3 months.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. So nothing happened then?
No, nothing happened. Okay, okay. I never brought it up because I didn't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
He never brought anything up. He was really, really nice to me. He like ordered all his drinks through me, but that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't come in for 3 months. And then the security at the end of the night when I was doing my tips told me that he asked for me specifically. So every time he'd come in, they would always be like, Brooklyn, Dana's going to be on this table or he's going to be on that table.
Mm.
He didn't come in like that often. It would just be like every now and then.
But he always remembered you and requested you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so...
Here I go, Brooke. Here I go. Can't stop.
See, I haven't eaten.
Can't stop,
so this
won't stop.
A very good idea.
Oh, okay, yeah. Continue.
So he was just like... He came in one day and he was just like, do you model? And I've always modeled since I was like 13, 14. Mm. I went to New York for the first time for modeling when I was 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, I was signed to an agency, but like we had talked and he was telling me that UFC had just gotten taken over by WME IMG. And IMG is the biggest modeling agency in the world.
Mm.
That's the one who puts on Fashion Week. Any mm-hmm. big name models that you know, like
they
that's
took over
who's,
UFC?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they
Still?
Bought it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The year that I got hired, they bought UFC.
That's crazy.
So that's what he had told me. And then he came in like the next weekend and I walked up to their table with their drinks and he was like, do you want to be an Octagon girl? And
just
I was like
that,
yeah.
Huh?
And I was like, sure.
Whoa.
And he was like, he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And that's kind of how it happened. And I thought he was just like saying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he came back in maybe like a few weeks later and like, we exchanged info so that I could come into headquarters and meet everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I came into headquarters like that same week and I met everyone and they officially hired me on.
Mm.
And like 2 weeks later, I was like in Kansas City working my first fight.
Wow. That's so crazy.
I know.
Just because you responded to a text, the right text.
I know. It was like, I think one, he appreciated that I wasn't like, oh my God, like, you know, treating him any different. Like he saw that I treated him the same as I treated my other customers. Cause I mean, you're a cocktail server. Like,
and you didn't know who he was.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't know who he was. I wasn't like all over him trying to get a job. Mm. I think he kind of appreciated that.
Yeah. I'm sure he gets that a lot, like on the strip, you know, and shit. Yeah.
So it was just like,
What a crazy, I know. Like,
it was like, it was like 8 months after I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. But that's like a crazy, unexpected turn. Life changing. So crazy. Yeah.
And I didn't know anything really about like the Octagon girls. Like I had seen UFC when I worked at Beer Park. They played all the pay-per-view fights. Like I said, my friend that I was hanging out with every day that whole year, like he watched every single fight, but I didn't know anything about the Octagon girls personally. So I didn't really think anything of it. I thought I was going to work my cocktail job on Friday and like work a fight on Saturday. And that was going to be it. And I didn't know they had like their own fan base and like
is that you weird traveled. To you?
It was at first. Like I think you get used to it really quickly, but
you sign autographs and shit?
Yeah. My second fight ever. I went to Kansas City, Nashville, and Dallas like back to back to back. Like 3 weeks in a row.
Like as soon as you started.
Yeah. Because they asked me to work a pay-per-view my first fight. Like they texted me during the fight and was like, hey, can you work the pay-per-view in 2 weeks? And I was already going to Nashville the next weekend. So I was like, yeah. And my job was really cool with it. So shout out to them, you know? Yeah.
Oh, so you're still working.
I was at Commonwealth for six months.
Oh, you're still working at Commonwealth.
When I started UFC, cause I didn't want to just like up and leave like, bye, I'm better than you guys.
Right. I just left. I got this job through you guys. Yeah. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
So no, I stayed for a minute. But my second fight, I get to Nashville and people were like, Brooklyn, can I get an autograph? And I'm like, for you. Like I forgot why I was even there. And then I get to Dallas and there's like this magazine and there's like our pictures in it, the ones who are working the fight.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is so like I walked with one of the ring girls like the first time I ever met any of them. Chrissy was like, let's go get coffee. So we're walking to a coffee shop and people are stopping her on the street, like, Chrissy, can I get a picture? And I was like, this is so crazy. Weird.
Because there's some diehard UFC fans. Like myself included, diehard, right?
Really?
Oh, big time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I grew up wrestling and all that. So, like, fighting. I got a couple friends that are in MMA, but.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but, like, when, like, the fandom is real, for sure. Yes. Even with the girls, too, because, like I said, I'm a fanboy for Ariane. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Ariane if you're watching this.
The
fandom is real. So, that had to be weird.
It was so crazy. But you get used to it so quickly because they're so nice.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't
that's
feel
good. They're respectful.
Like,
they're respectful.
I didn't know how anyone would take me. I was so nervous to start because I'm like, I don't know if the girls are like, we don't need someone new. I didn't know if the fans were like, who is this random girl? Like, it was just, I didn't know how anyone was going to respond to being there.
Did the UFC do like an official like introduction?
No.
Oh, okay. So they threw you out there.
I just showed up one day.
That's the best way to do it. Just throw you in there. Shit.
And I didn't like pay attention to anything. So it was like, there was a picture posted of me and I actually walked on stage and Dana was like, oh shit, you're here.
Yeah.
And I was waving at him. And that was the first picture I ever posted from the UFC. And they posted that on like a lot of the websites and stuff. So that's how I was kind of announced.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it. Someone sent it to me. So
yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck.
I know.
You know,
it's like been four and a half years.
Yeah. Like Ariana, she's stuck. You know what I'm saying? Which is good.
It's like the best job.
Bro, what's the fucking dream job, right? For like a model. And, you know, it's like, it's, you get nervous up there and never feel like you're going to trip and shit. Cause I'm so, I don't want to jinx you. God damn it. God damn it. But, I'm like so clumsy.
No,
you
know me too. I mean? Yeah. Me too. I'm the clumsy.
I would feel like all those people, I would be just like, I would just be looking around and forget where my feet are, you know?
I've never actually gotten nervous. Well, my first fight, I didn't get nervous during the fight. It was more the weigh-ins because I'm like, what do I do with my face? Like, am I supposed to smile? Like, first weigh-ins, like, you don't know. Now we know, like, we'll like kind of peek and see like where the monitors are and you know when the cameras are on you. So you know like when to smile and, you know.
Yeah, we always see like, You guys
we'll be looking at the TV to see like when the cameras are on us and we'll be like
Is it hard to smile for that goddamn long?
Yes.
God, so
people
like,
are always like, smile more. Yeah. I would get that so much when I first started working because I'm like, I didn't even know there was cameras.
Yeah.
Like I just didn't know they were focusing on us. I thought they were just like looking at the fighter, so I was just kind of like, I didn't know I was.
No, we're watching you guys for sure.
So on TV, the first fight, I got that so much. But I'm like, then your cheeks start to like shake.
Yeah. No, I think you guys do a good job with that. Cause like, especially at the weigh-ins when you guys are standing back there, Like I know in boxing, the girls in boxing, they're like stiff, right? And it's like, yo, just move. Like, hello.
We're allowed to talk. And
yeah. You
like
guys
that.
Talk and you guys laugh and clap and all that shit. And you're not like statues and it makes it easier to watch, you know, cause in boxing I know this, that one Hispanic girl, Latina girl in boxing, she's just stiff as a rock. Like
there's
a statue.
There's actually one of the girls that used to be a ring girl. She's like the sweetest person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure they're sweet.
She does boxing now. Sure but sweet, yeah, bro. I'm like, it has to be like hard for them because they really have to just, you know.
I wonder if somebody tells them like, you know, just fucking.
I'm pretty sure.
Don't fucking move.
Because they all do it. So probably.
Yeah. But they give you permission to like. Converse a little bit.
The girls told me that we were allowed to. Oh, okay. It wasn't like no one comes in and is like, this is what you're allowed to do and this is what you're not. Like the only thing that I was told was that like you're allowed to be on your phones. Mm-hmm. Just we know like if the fighters are by us, we'll like tap each other if one of us is on our phone. So if the camera pans over and we're in the background. Because a lot of times we'll just be posting about the fight. Yeah. But no one knows. Yeah. They just see us on our phones. Right. There's not that many rules as long as we're doing our actual job.
Yeah, Dana White doesn't seem like a guy that really gives a fuck about that. Like, you standing still, you know what I mean? Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's got to be an awesome company to work for.
Yeah, it's the best.
Is it like, you're 4 years in, is it like surreal to you still or?
It's so funny because a lot of us will be like, okay, we have to work tomorrow. Like, you know, but then you see like these billboards. Mm-hmm. Or you'll see like it's and you're just like, wow, I work for this huge.
Well, it's arguably probably bigger than the NFL now. You know, like, it's like it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's only certain times when you see things and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss. But you know what I mean? Like, you're
definitely allowed to cuss. Yeah. Yeah. You can
you're
cuss.
Just like, oh, shit. I work for this huge organization.
Yeah.
Because especially when you do it for so long and you just kind of get used to it, you're like, you're always grateful for it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But. You're like, I have to work. It's your job. That's how you think of it.
Can't get caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
And have fun. Like, fucking start fanning out and have fun and shit. Yeah.
I mean, we always have fun.
No, yeah, for sure. You guys drink before? Like, before a fight? No. Of course not. No.
No.
Of course not. Yeah.
Why would we ever do that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why I asked that. We can cut that out.
No.
No, but do you guys have like a pre-fight routine, like a big fight or?
No.
No, you just kicking it?
We just kind of like.
I see you always laying down and shit.
Oh my God.
What's up with you? You got narcolepsy or what? Like. What the fuck?
I'm always like the girls. Like I,
I'm watching your stories. I'm like,
every time because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take a nap, like quick. Yeah. I literally could do one thing and I'm just tired. I don't know what it is. I just get sleepy for anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just like lay down before the fight start. Or like if we have a break, like if a fight ends on round one, then we have like that whole 10 minutes or 15 minutes to.
You're going
to
go lay down?
And I just will lay down in the back.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I can.
You are a special person, bro.
I can go crazy with a power nap.
Damn. You are a special human being. Just to you don't have you can fall asleep like this? Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh man, I'm the opposite.
But I get so busy sometimes that like that's really all I have to go on.
Yeah.
Like and I work so many different kinds of jobs. Like I model, I do UFC, and then I have like my laser job. Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes that's literally all I have to go on.
Why do you have all these jobs?
I just like to work. Yeah. I don't know.
Money's just getting thrown at you, huh? Pretty much, huh?
I mean, I don't know.
Can't say no to money.
Yeah, right? Never.
No.
Yeah. Why would I do that?
No, I bet like even the UFC's helped you, you know, like boost your profile outside of the UFC as well. Yeah. A lot more people probably want to work with you.
Yeah, I mean, I've always modeled, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with two agencies, but my laser job, it was kind of like I did that on my own.
Oh, okay.
Like I was supposed to go to London last year for a fight. And then like 5 days before... they were like, okay, they're starting like travel lockdowns. Like, we don't want you to get stuck over there. So we don't know what's happening yet. So I didn't go. And then I saw that like this medical aesthetic school was like having their laser course, which I had already been looking into them for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just as like something like if I ever needed to work again, like I didn't want to go back to like cocktailing or something like that. And if I ever wanted to like open my own place.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Is that like one of your goals?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always seen myself as like more of a businesswoman than anything, even though I love modeling so much and there are so many goals that I want to reach still. I'm like at the end of the day, when I'm like in my high 30s, 40s, I don't want to be like still trying to be like, oh my God, I'm a model. Like I want to have like, I'm like, I want to have like a company and like be somewhere living chill with my husband and kids and call it a day.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. Is modeling like, what is that world like? Like pictures being taken of you all the time and like going different places and you got to probably like come into contact with a lot of creepy people. And it's it's like a weird world.
You do that anyway. Yeah. Like I can't even tell you how many strange encounters I've had today alone. So like, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like
your DMs probably crazy.
What?
What's in your DMs? Can I see these DMs, yo?
Let me see.
Are they, what you got? Like,
I'll show you my request because that's where
dudes
it's like,
are probably just offering you money, huh?
Yeah, I can one person that like offers to buy my, or he like asked to buy my underwear every single day.
You better sell them, motherfuckers.
Every day.
You sell them?
No.
Why not? Why would you not sell your underwear, yo?
I don't know.
How much is he offering?
He doesn't say.
Well, tell him 10 G's a pair.
Is there Wi-Fi around here?
Oh, damn. She got cricket. Hey, there is no Wi-Fi. There is no Wi-Fi. Turn your Wi-Fi off. That's what you got to do. Damn, he offers to buy your panties?
Every day. He even, like, DM'd one of my friends about it.
Yo, charge him. That's what I'm saying.
It's like people, like, I'm like, I love it. And at the same time, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because if I post my friends, like, then my followers feel like they know my friends or, like, anyone that I post. So it's like, I'll tag my friends and they'll be like, if I post one without the other, they'll be like, where's Courtney?
Yeah.
Well, like, where's Iviana?
Oh, no. That's weird. They're probably following them. Like,
oh, they do. Oh. I tag my friends and they go follow them and they'll comment on their stuff. Like, yeah, for sure.
So weird.
For sure.
You got to stay on your toes out here. That's so weird. Like, now you feel like you got to protect your, that's crazy.
I had someone, and I don't like to just assume that people are like, have bad intentions because a lot of the fans are so nice.
Yeah, but you have to keep that in the back
exactly.
of your mind.
Exactly. I had like people like send stuff to my grandparents' house. Because you can Google that stuff. If someone owns a property, you can Google their address.
Public information.
And they like sent a letter and like stuff that they made like of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, a lot of times they'll send it to UFC headquarters and UFC will send it to me.
Yeah.
But like I've had that happen and I just thought that was... I was like, I don't like that.
No, that's overstepping boundaries right there.
Yeah.
For sure. That's like, that's super stalker stuff.
Yeah. I don't like that they can just like find my grandparents' address and just like send stuff there.
Yeah. Damn, maybe you should have changed your name. Use an alternate name. You have before?
Four names.
You have four names? Like legally?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because I was adopted by my grandparents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They legally adopted you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
When I was like 10.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your middle names? You don't want to say that, obviously.
My middle name is Nicole.
Nicole? You look like a Nicole.
My aunt's name is Nicole. So me and all my sisters have that middle name. Uh-huh. But I used to tell people when I was younger, I was like, call me Nicole. My name is not Brooklyn. I don't know why I hated my name so much, but I swore
I like
my name
Brooklyn.
Was Nicole.
Brooklyn's
I love
nice
it
name.
Now.
Yeah. It's a nice name.
Yeah.
Why'd they name you that?
My name was Aaliyah.
Really?
My mom was obsessed.
Oh, that would have been so accurate. That would have been so perfect for you.
My mom was obsessed with Aaliyah.
Yeah,
she was 17 when she had me. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So she loved her. Mm-hmm. And so she was dead set on that being my name. Mm-hmm. But then when I was born, she was like, I asked her, I was like, why is my name Brooklyn? And she was like, when you were born, you just didn't look like an Aaliyah. You looked like a Brooklyn. So I just changed your name.
All babies look the same, though. Like, what the fuck?
I was so cute.
Oh, really? I was an ugly little baby, man. I was a little creature when I was a kid. I almost died when I was a baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had pneumonia as like a, when I was like a month old.
I was big.
Oh, really?
I was like a toddler when I was born. Well, 8 pounds, 9 ounces.
I mean, you're tall as shit.
Hey.
Yeah, I was a little. Maybe that's why, because I had like my growth stunted as a little baby. Almost died. Yeah.
I know. Well, we're glad you're here.
Did you see my baby pictures? I'm like, I'm like all red and shit.
Oh no.
I know I'm a soldier though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking soldier. I made it. Yeah. But back to the UFC. I want to ask you one more question. Do you have any crazy backstage stories?
Backstage
that never like people don't know about with the fighters maybe
It's pretty chill. A lot of us get ready like in the same room, so it's like you're just kind of like hanging out.
Yeah, you're not really interacting with too many people.
We do interact with pretty much everyone, but it's just especially the TV people, the commentators, like Bruce Buffer, like you know, things like that. So we get ready in the same room. It's just nothing crazy really happens. It's very chill.
I mean, I'm sure those Conor fights are insane. For sure, they gotta be.
I've worked three.
You've worked three Conor fights?
I worked McGregor, Habib.
God damn.
Oh, okay, well, that's crazy. It didn't happen backstage, but I got caught in the fight after the McGregor Habib fight.
Oh, you were in the middle of that?
Yes,
because... When Habib jumped the gate?
Like, Ariane and Brittany, like, usually the fighters jump on top of the cage whenever they win.
Mm-hmm.
So when Habib did that, I'm just like, why are they trying to pull him down? Like, what's going on? So I'm just watching, like, what is going on? Yeah. They start running off. And then they were like, they were yelling your name.
They knew what was up.
But
yeah.
I couldn't hear them.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing just started. And I just got stuck until it was over.
So you were just in the middle of
it. It was,
people pushing you around.
Yeah.
And stuff. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn. That was
that was probably the craziest thing that I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can get much crazier than that. Yeah. That was like the moment of the fucking, like, that was ugly.
I did that one. I did him and Cowboy Cerrone, and then I just did him and Dustin Poirier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Dustin Poirier, they just signed that fight, I think, with, what's his name? The Brazilian dude. Looking forward to that. Yo, but Conor's acting crazy, bro. I love that fool, but that fool is crazy. He's tripping. Are you a Conor fan? You like Conor? Are you not allowed to answer? Okay, we'll move on to the next question. No, I want to shift gears though. So you're a reader. What books you been reading? What's your favorite books?
Right now I'm reading one called, oh my God, what is it called?
Wow. I'm like that too. I'll be talking
to
a girl.
You have me taking shots on an empty stomach, so I literally have, my mind is mush right now. I don't even know how I'm getting through this interview.
Me too.
But I just bought three books by Colleen Hoover, one of my clients at my laser job. Like, we were talking about books and she was saying this is her favorite author. And then I went on her Instagram and everybody was like raving about her book. So I bought this book called Verity by her today.
What is it like? What kind of books?
It's like suspense romance, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then I bought one called, I don't even remember the name. I bought four.
That's good. Keeps the mind sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you're like, you know, like I'm the only one of my friends that reads books regularly.
You do?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Such a Quiet Place, that's what I'm reading right now.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
See, I've always been more into, I hate the word self-help books.
Oh my God, but I hate self-help books.
But they're not self-help books, but they're like,
I like reading like biographies that are like uplifting.
Exactly.
That like tell someone's story and then you just like feel inspired.
Yeah.
I don't like self-help books. I feel like they talk in circles.
No, they do. They get really, what are they called? It's just recycled. It's just the same shit. It's like, okay, believe in yourself.
Okay, we're going to get to the point. And then they just like say the same things over and over and they never get to the actual point.
Nah, for sure. I've read all the, like the classic, I mean, like, you know, Think and Grow Rich, those kinds of books.
Yeah, same.
All those. Yeah. Those
I have that too.
Those are required, I feel like, but I do love biographies about people that have, you know, triumph and stuff like that.
I have Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. Do you have that one?
No.
I haven't finished it, but it's like, it's a biography. It's not like a self-help. He like kind of tells his story and like how he ended up like starting Nike.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'll love that one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's interesting. Cause there's so many like revelations in books that you don't get in any other like medium, you know, like I realized that because I fell in love with reading with Harry Potter. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, right? Nerd, geek.
Yeah.
When I saw the movies as a kid, I saw the movie. I was disappointed. I was like,
I'm like that. I read books like, and I'll go watch the movie and I'm like, in the book.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so much more in depth in the book. And you know, like our generation, we don't read.
I know. When it's funny because so many people read now, and I love that. Mm-hmm. But it was like when I used to be at the bookstore, like people would be like, "Why are you there?" I'm like, obviously to buy a book.
Well, because it's boring.
Yeah, I've always, since I was a little kid, I've always read. My mom sent me to Vegas with The Secret Garden, which is a book that's like this thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I had like a college reading level when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
So it's me just too. Like, I've always loved to read.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a writer reader. So
love
it's,
that.
It's you know, what's crazy is when I read a lot, when I'm like, you know, if I take like a month or two off from reading anything, my conversation and my vocabulary yep. will not be as sharp. Yeah. It's crazy how the brain is really a yeah. muscle.
You know, what's crazy. I lived with my sister's grandma, my two younger sisters. When I was in Alaska, I lived with them for a little bit and I would be doing my homework and I'm like, can you help me with this? Or tell me what this means. And she'd be like, go read the dictionary. And at the time I was like, oh my God, this is fucking torture. Yes, like, just help me. I'm in second grade.
Right, right.
But I feel like, I'm like, I might do that with my kids because it made my vocabulary, my spelling, everything so much like more broad than it ever would have been.
It's important. Yeah. It's important because, the more words you know, it sounds like simple, but the more words you know, the better you'll be able to communicate your feelings and to communicate what you're trying to say and articulate. And
for sure,
the easier time you'll have in life. You know what I mean?
But you
know, we all know people, even ourselves, we're come across a thought and it's not translating out. And then we're like searching for the words, but we can't find it because we don't have the words in our brain. It's like, we gotta read, we gotta study and we gotta put it in our brain so we can, you know, apply it.
My friends hate me because I'm the one person, like, I know how to spell everything. I know what everything means. So if they're using it wrong, I'm like, what? And then, like, I know the words to every song because I listen to all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. So I know the words to everything. And they're like, if they say something, I'm like, what did you say?
Yeah.
And then
no, that's good.
They're like, oh my God, Brooklyn, you didn't even have to point that out. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I do it to myself too.
That's the problem is you motherfuckers are dumb and don't want to admit it.
I do it to myself too. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not doing anything different.
No, it's super important. It's super important to read. Do you do audiobooks?
No, not really. People, like, sometimes I think that I buy some books and I'm like, book is not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but you want to finish it?
I hate leaving a book unfinished. No. I hate much. Right. Like, there's some books that I have unfinished, and I'm like, I have to go back and finish them because it's driving me crazy just having them sitting on my bookshelf.
I feel you.
But I'm like, maybe I'll just listen to them audio, and I can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
I've suffered through a few books, honestly. Yeah. But I'm really, really excited for the ones I just bought. The problem is, I buy a lot of books at a time because I like to have something to read once I finish one. Mm-hmm. And then I'll hear good reviews about another one and I'll go buy like six more books. And I'm like, oh shit, I have so many books
that's
to
good.
Read.
It's a great habit to have. Keep buying them books, yo. Yeah. For real.
Books, candles, crystals. Those are like.
She's a crystal girl.
Oh, I'm a crystal girl.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, we're gonna wrap this interview up. No, I'm just kidding. So what's up with the crystals, man? What is it about the crystals? Help me. Understand.
Honestly, I was never like a person that even like the zodiac things. I was just like, whatever. Like that's such BS.
Thank you.
I was like that. But I kind of like, I'm not a person that ever lets people tell me how something should be or what it is. Like I have to research everything on my own and like you know, figure that out for myself. I think it was, so I started like looking into all that stuff like years ago, just cause I was like, what does Mercury retrograde mean? Like, I didn't even know what any of that stuff meant. I was just like, what are people talking about? And then like last year I did shrooms for the first time.
Okay.
And I think that kind of was like,
how was that? It opened your mind up.
Yeah,
huh?
For sure. For sure.
So it made you a believer in all this.
Great experience. But I feel like it just kind of like taps you into who you're supposed to be.
Yeah. But did that make you a believer into the zodiac shit?
It definitely opened me up because right the weekend I did shrooms, we went into lockdown that next week.
Oh, dude.
So it was like I had nothing but time to like research things. Yeah, and like it was just like, yeah, that was when I started buying crystals over quarantine.
Okay, so the crystals. Okay, so you buy crystals and then like what do you do with them? I really do want to understand. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
There's different ones for everything. Uh-huh. So like you have to cleanse them because crystals are from the earth, right? So it's like they hold all the earth's energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to cleanse them. You have to charge them. They can be cleansed.
How do you charge them?
They're cleansed by like either you sage them, you run them underwater. Only certain crystals can be run underwater. You can palo santo them. Okay. Like things that are basically from the earth, right? Mm-hmm. And then you cleanse them, you sit them under the sun from the earth. Okay. You can charge them under the moon.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. So it's like anything that's basically, it has to all be like cycled back to.
Okay. I mean, I agree with the connection between us and the earth and the rocks and the crystals. Okay, I get that. I think some.
But I don't ever push it on anybody.
Okay, good. Good.
No. I'm not like that.
Okay, cool.
I had to search it for my own self.
Yeah.
And figure everything out. Like, I grew up in church, right? My grandpa's a pastor. My grandma's a minister. So it was like, that wasn't even allowed.
The church girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't even thought. We couldn't even read our horoscopes. Okay. My grandma was like, that's of the devil. So it was just like, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get sent to hell if I even think about this stuff. Yeah, but you realize that a lot of it is like very much tied in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, I don't push it on people, but.
Yeah, the Zodiac thing or even the crystal thing too, for me, it's like, it's almost like, I think I'm not closed off to any possibility, but at the same time, I'm like, is this the placebo effect? Because I know we can make ourselves believe whatever we want, right? Sure. You know what I mean? So, you know, does it make a difference in your life?
Yeah.
It does?
I feel like even if it is a placebo effect, if it's giving you a positive effect,
yeah, why not?
What's the harm?
It's not hurting anybody. Yeah. I get it.
I feel like if it makes you feel more positive or it makes you be more positive, and that's the only effect it's having on you, then it's doing more harm than good.
Yeah, crystals, man. I think I've been in contact with too many extremists.
Yeah,
and they're like that. They're like OD with the crystals and the wokeness and all that shit. Yeah, I'm
just like for myself, and I kind of like have this thing where it's like I know when I should buy some. Like, I went to the crystal shop the other day and I left with nothing. Because it's like, sometimes you kind of just feel it.
Okay.
You kind of know. Like, sometimes I'll go in there with what I want and then you leave with something completely different.
I think maybe it might be a male-female thing because, you know, women are way more in tune with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And men are just like cavemen, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's even like, when it comes to Zodiacs, like, men and women are different.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
People will be like, oh, like, if you're a Pisces or I'm a Capricorn. So it's like, if you're
January?
December 22nd, the first day.
Damn. I don't know what that means, but damn. Nice.
Just playing up.
Yeah. I'm a Cancer. So I was born June.
I love Cancer.
Yeah, June 28th. Okay. So like growing up, like when we got in high school and all the little girls was like, oh, you're a Cancer. You're sensitive. I'm like, bitch, shut up. You don't even know me.
Are you though?
What, sensitive?
Yeah.
But, you know, I am. But at the same time, like, I'm also human.
I feel like everybody, like, the only thing that I generalize, like, I had to pay attention for myself. Like I said, I would meet signs, and I wouldn't be like, what's your sign? Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's just, like, if I know other signs that are that same sign, I would just pay attention. Just to see, I'm like, is this real? Is this accurate? I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't automatically, like, if I don't know too many of one sign, I'm not going to just automatically be like, I heard this about your sign. I'm not messing with it.
Yeah.
But
no, it's weird though because I want to not believe it so bad. But like I always find myself involved with an Aquarius. An Aquarius, right? But it always ends up bad, right?
Did you know that we're sister signs?
What does that mean?
Capricorn and Cancers are sister signs. So basically, like anything that you lack. Like, I would give to you and anything. Okay. Like, because Capricorns, we're earth signs. So we're very grounded, very, really show emotion. And you guys are very much the opposite. So it's like, we kind of like give and take from each other.
Okay, yeah, that makes
sense.
So
every sign has a sister sign.
Okay.
And so
that's where you lose me. That's where you lose me. Because then it's like, oh, you're a June Cancer. You're a July Cancer. Like, this girl, I've been talking to this girl. She's like, oh, you're a June Cancer. You're an asshole. Damn. We went on one date. Like, I've been hella nice to you. Yeah. Like, what?
No, I don't do that right off the bat. Like, I'll give people a chance. I tend to attract Geminis and, like, Sagittarius.
Mm.
A lot of Aquarius in my life, too, but those are, like, the main three.
Yeah, see, that's what makes me like, damn, is this real? Because I always end up with, like my high school sweetheart. She was born October and 4th or whatever, like, or 10th. She might get mad at me.
She's a Libra, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's a Libra.
But then this other girl I was in love with was born early October too. And then every other girl that I was involved with that it ended bad was in Aquarius. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck. Like, God damn, why is this happening?
Yeah, it's just, I think, like I said, I had to pay attention for myself. Like,
yeah.
I never let people tell me that this is what it was or, mm-hmm. like, you should believe in this. Like, I thought it was all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just paid attention for myself. And then when you do, you realize how much of it is, like, because every sign is, you know, like you have your earth, you have your water, you have your fire, and you have your air.
Mm-hmm.
So you, if you just pay attention to those things, everybody's going to have their own personalities, obviously, because mm-hmm. we're individuals. Right. But it's like those things, you'll notice those the most. Like, yeah. Water signs tend to be more emotional. That's why people say that. Earth signs were more grounded and more like level headed.
Mm-hmm.
Fire signs are ready. They're on go
mm-hmm.
all the time. Leos, Sages, Aries, they're ready to fight, ready to pop off at all times. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, and then you have your air signs. They're just kind of like the creatives. They're just like going.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you pay attention to those things, it's very interesting.
Yeah. And that's the thing. But I'm the kind of guy that questions everything.
Me too.
Any information I get,
I'm the same way.
Who wrote it?
Me too.
That's what I want to know.
Me too.
So like, we're
that's
always
why I don't let people tell me anything. Yeah, like I have to do it for myself. I have to pay attention to it for myself, like firsthand. I won't like, I won't even really like read up on it. I will literally just pay attention to people.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it is weird though. It's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy.
It's interesting. For sure. Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
All right. So this brings me to my next question. It's 8 o'clock already. This brings me to my next question. Well, it doesn't bring me, but you said something about you being growing up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, your grandpa was a pastor?
Yeah. And, oh, he is.
Oh, he still is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh man, I feel bad asking this question. How did the OnlyFans come about? It's just like
my grandparents don't know.
Oh, they don't know?
No. Well, I've told like my grandparents, I've told them that I have like a site and it's kind of like Instagram where I just like people just have to pay for anything.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
I would never. My grandparents. I mean, I'm grown, so it's not like they're. What are they going to punish me? But it's like I don't want to like.
Yeah.
My grandpa, I'm his favorite person on earth, so I'm not going to taint his opinion of me. But my OnlyFans, it was actually Ariani got me onto it.
Oh, she's on OnlyFans?
Her, Brittany.
Ooh, Ariani. Yo, I don't subscribe to any OnlyFans, okay? Because I get my porn for free.
Right. We don't do porn.
Well, it don't matter. All right, don't matter. Ariani, I might consider it.
Go for it.
Yes. She's married, though, huh? She married?
No.
She ain't married? Oh, she had a kid, though.
Yeah, her and her boyfriend are together.
Yeah.
She was the one. She told me about it last year. And last year we were in, you know, lockdown. Mm-hmm. So it was like.
Money wasn't coming in like that.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, it was being used for other things. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know how people are going to take this. Like, what if they assume that I'm like doing that kind of stuff, which I don't judge anybody for what
they do at
all.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want people to think that I was doing those kind of things on OnlyFans. So I didn't do it. And then...
were you hesitant because of the UFC?
No.
Okay.
Because they were both on it. Like, she got Brittany to do it, too.
Mm.
She was the one who told Brittany about it.
Mm.
She told us to. And then I didn't actually start mine until January.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, well, shit, I would have started last year if I had known it was like this. But
like,
I was just very hesitant.
Making money?
Mm-hmm.
It's lucrative. It's super, super worth it. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I always tell people if I was a girl, I'd be a millionaire for sure. Fast. So is it weird though? Like you doing making that kind of content? I haven't seen it. So I want to make that clear.
You do. Like you basically do, like for us, because we have like, sound like an asshole, but we fans.
Yeah.
So,
you do
have
fans. You don't sound like an asshole. You're so humble.
Because you already have them, like they're the ones that basically subscribe. So you don't have to really do anything crazy. It's just like, you know, they like being able to like talk to you. And I mean, we don't post like any nudes or anything like that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. I thought you was on there getting naked.
No. Oh my God, UFC would kill us.
Really? Yeah. See, that's what I'm asking. See, that's
but
why
I think that they automatically assume that we don't, so it's fine.
I'm sure they're looking though.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Damn. They've never said anything to us about our OnlyFans.
Yeah. But so you're not even, so it's more so for a communication thing with the fans. Oh, yeah.
We do like shoots, but it's like shoots that we don't post on our social medias. Yeah. It's like shoots that's just for the OnlyFans.
A little more risque or a little whatever.
Whether it's like lingerie, it's just we won't post it on our regular Instagrams. Mm. We'll only post it on exclusive there. So it's content. Exclusive. Yeah.
Exclusive sounds sexual, but it's not always.
No.
It's misleading.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. All right. So then I digress again, man. I thought you was out here being wilding out, man. Like the pastor's granddaughter over here.
No.
Oh man. No, that's good though. But you got to get it back. You got to get it back. If I was in your position too, man. Oh buddy, I'd be on there.
That's what every guy says. And it's so funny when guys talk like mess about girls who have OnlyFans and stuff. Cause I'm like every guy who has ever lived is always like, if I was a girl.
Exactly. No, I don't. I mean, the OnlyFans thing is like, it's very like for people like you, it's a different circumstance. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you know, you have this big following, you're on this big platform. Of course you're going to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think like at this point in 2021, it's like being so oversaturated and every girl's on it and like just online, like, as a man, like, you know how many times girls try to sell me their nudes?
Most people don't even know I'm on there.
Like, yeah, and you keep it low key.
You found out I was on mine, right? Because I said it to you.
Really?
Yeah. Remember we were at that hookah lounge?
I said
that I had an OnlyFans. Oh, and you were like, you do? But I post mine on my story and I'll just post the swipe up. Like, most people that follow me are like, you have an OnlyFans? Like, they don't even know.
That's good. You keep it low key.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I also, like I said, I model. I'm signed with two agencies. So I do regular modeling jobs. Like, I'm in LA all the time working. And so I can't be like, hey, here's my titties. And then I also work for UFC and I also do laser. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can't, like, I have other stuff that I do.
Yeah. Are you a millionaire? You gotta be getting, she getting the bag, yo. Brooklyn's getting the bag, yo. Oh, man, that's so good. That's so good. I'm so proud of you, man. That's good.
People do get mad at us, though. Like, a lot of people hate the ring girls because they're like, you guys make more money than the fighters, which is just not
boo-hoo.
True.
Boo-hoo. But it's like, you probably do.
From the fights alone, no. But I think they look at our total incomes, and we do so many other things.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they probably look at you and be like, oh, she's just pretty and she's just getting paid, but it's work. Like modeling is work. You gotta get up.
Oh my God.
You
know, I have to go to LA like every other week.
Yeah. I mean, like this is like that probably doesn't resonate with the person who has to wake up and go to 9 to 5 every day, but like traveling and moving around, and especially like I said, you have to deal with so many creepy dudes all the time, weird people all the time, you know, I'm trying to like...
A lot of jobs, like I just did one last week in LA, but I did one in Orange County and the call time was 5 a.m. Mm. And we were there till 5 p.m. Mm. So I'm like, people are like, oh, it's just taking pictures. Like, it's fine. But like, it's long days. Like, I'm like, you're up at the crack of dawn. You have to like go and travel to these places. Yeah. You have to do castings and like it's a lot.
And then it's your face. So it's like, you know, it's like your image.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At stake. So
yeah,
it's definitely I've been a part of a lot of video shoots and I appreciate the models and what they have to go through. You know what I mean? Because there's a demand. Like, you know, it's a lot of emotional shit too. Like, are you good with that? Like the emotional side of like people expecting you to look a certain way.
Thank you. It's like a lot of people are like, oh my God, like, why are you guys even, why are the ring girls even here? Like, what is the point of your job? Like, you're so like useless.
I saw Khabib say something recently.
I was trying to say it without saying it.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like, I feel like we get shit more than any other ring girls. They talk more about us than like any other organizations do about their ring girls. And I don't really get it. Cause I'm like, we're just here to do our jobs. Like we didn't invent the job. we're here just like anyone else. And it's like, we didn't say that it was rocket science. It's like, but how many people can you find on the street that are like emotionally okay with walking around 15, 16, 17,000 people half naked and confident enough to do that? And you're getting shit talked about you all day long on the internet and you're getting all these articles written about you and people are saying you're fucking this person and fucking that person to get to where you are. And it's like, how many people would be mentally okay after that?
You need thick skin. Yeah. For that. So you dive in the comments? Do you read the comments?
No. I've like, if something is posted, I might read them like as soon as it's posted and then I never check it again.
Yeah.
But rarely I, like in the beginning I would, but I used to get actually really good comments in the beginning, but the wildest one I ever got, someone commented on my picture. I just block people. I don't even care. The wildest comment I ever got, someone said I look like a refrigerator, which I don't even know what that means.
You look like a refrigerator? Wow. And they're probably your biggest fan. You know, they're just mad because you didn't respond to their fan mail.
When you comment, like when you respond to people, they're just like, oh my God, I love you. And I'm like, you're just talking shit about me.
Oh yeah. The internet is something else.
It's a wild place.
But I'm sure in the space you're in, you have like Ariani and these people to like help you through that. I'm sure.
Susie, rest in peace to Susie. She was our makeup girl.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
She was like the mama bear for everyone. Really? And wow. She was one of the first people that I met besides Dana and Donna. Mm-hmm. She was the first person that I met. And she just was like she's like the sweetest person, you know, like ever. And, the first thing she told me was like, never look at the comments. Mm-hmm. That was the first she said, no matter if you don't remember anything else I ever say, do not ever read the comments. Yeah. She's like, 'cause you're beautiful, you're perfect. And these comments are going to try to tear you down. Don't ever read them. Mm-hmm. So it's like in the beginning, I would read them sometimes. Sometimes if UFC posts us, like I'll go look at the comments like for a second and then I never check them.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's it's really important because we think we're like, we have this force field around us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, until they start sending them shots and then it's different. Yeah.
It's like
you're
a human.
Yeah. Well, that's gotta be a lot to deal with, man. But you're probably numb to it now, huh?
I don't really read them. So, I mean, it just.
What about articles and rumors? And even like if I was some slime ball, like interview dude backstage and I was saying like, you know, asking you weird questions, do you deal with that?
Like I said, any of the interviews I've ever done were always really like respectful. Okay. Articles, I never see them unless I Google my name, which is rare. Like,
you don't Google yourself?
No, it's like every
that's good. Don't do that.
Every now and then. And I'll see articles from like fights or like, you know, I did TMZ sports.
Oh, I see. I watched that interview on you were in the car, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I never watched it. It was so traumatizing.
Why?
I was doing a fashion show and I was in the middle of hair and makeup. I had to run outside to my car to do the interview. And I was like, oh my God, I look a mess.
Why would you agree to that?
It was just, I already knew that I was doing it, but I didn't, like, I was supposed to start hair and makeup way earlier, so I was supposed to be done already.
Schedule's all fucked up, yeah.
And, I just had to do it. It was, like, it was already agreed to, so. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, sometimes you, it's out there forever. I don't know. There's some things where you're just, like, fuck, why did I do that? Or, like, oh, I look a mess. Or, oh, my God, I wish I would have never, you know, but
That's got to be weird because like me, like being on camera, I don't even fuck what I look like ever. But like,
you,
it's like, you know, like you have to kind of, you know, and you have to be aware.
The fans don't care. They'll take pictures with you and they're just like, all right.
But you don't wear a lot of makeup though.
No.
So shout out to God. Yo, like I don't usually wear
makeup unless I'm working.
Yeah, you know, that's good. Girls, yo, these girls that wear too much makeup, you gotta chill. Starting to look like, you know, trans, you know what I'm saying?
Too much
makeup is like, yo, as men, we don't like that. And I get it. Oh, I'm not trying to please you, I'm doing it for me. Okay, cool, but like
I don't give an opinion on that.
Yeah, I know. Feminists. So what's next for you though? I'm faded. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm faded.
Let me tell you something. I don't like. I've been trying to keep it
together.
But
I feel like
I'm running on an empty stomach, and you know that. Yeah, so it's been.
I'm running on 3 hours of sleep. So I'm faded. But what is next for you? Like
I have a meeting coming up. I'm not gonna say what it's for because I just am a very private person. So I don't even like to talk about things until I'm
modeling world or okay. I love that you're able to do other things like outside of UFC. You know, they don't like tell you, they don't have you like what is that kind of contract called?
We're under a contract, but it's not like a strict one. Like we can still do other things.
Right. No, what is that kind of contract called where it's like you're not allowed to work with other people.
Brands.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's good. It's not like that.
That's super dope. Yeah.
And then I am going to do a calendar for 2022.
Okay. Have you done Sports Illustrated or anything like that? Oh, I guess right. Yo.
No, yo, but excited. That's like one of my goals.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yes.
Okay.
It's, okay. Honestly, look, Sports Illustrated might seem like, okay, it's just swim. They're just naked, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or not naked, it's but iconic. You know what I mean? But getting a Sports Illustrated cover is like one of the most coveted covers in modeling.
For sure. Yeah.
So it's like, that is time. Like yeah. my one of my goals. Oh,
it's
for
coming.
Sure.
It's coming. It's coming.
So,
I was like 12 years old with Sports Illustrated calendars in yeah. my fucking, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, maybe I have a meeting coming up.
Cool.
And then, I'm going to do a calendar. I'm going to do some merch.
You're going to do some Brooklyn merch?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Surprisingly, people last year a lot were asking me to do like hoodies and for t-shirts sure. and stuff during the winter, and yeah. I just didn't do it. So this year I'm going to do it.
Yeah. If you need any help, let me know, man.
Yes.
Merch is like, that's the only way I'm making money off this podcast yeah. at this point. So it's, you'll be surprised. And it's like, it's cool. It's fun to see, go out and see people wearing your shit. And,
yeah.
You know, do you have like, you're going to put your face on it?
I'll do some kind of picture on it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So what about Playboy? You ever thought about Playboy?
I've done Playboy.
Oh, you've done already? Really? Oh, I didn't do my research.
Don't.
Oh, don't do it? Don't. Sorry. Is it, how was that experience? Is that weird? Were you there?
No, the team was amazing. It was just there. It's just more out there than I want it to be.
Oh, so you, okay. All right. Well, Playboy's like, what's up with Playboy nowadays? Are they still as relevant as they used to be, or they have? Yeah, I feel like they're like the double XL of hip hop. Like, you know, people used to really care about that cover, but not so yeah. much anymore. Yeah.
yeah,
but you already did that, so that's cool. Yeah. So what else is on your goal list, though?
I would love to do like, I mean, like I said, I've modeled since I was a preteen, so yeah, yeah, it was yeah. like I've always wanted to be on like major covers, whether it was like Vogue, mm-hmm. L, mm-hmm. what all those, I want to do fashion week. I want to work with brands. Like I want to be like an actual household name model.
Yeah.
And then I want to go into like the business side of things. I don't know exactly what yet, but mm-hmm. I would love to just like duck off and just like run my own
yeah.
business and just like call it a day
yeah.
after I accomplish my modeling goals. Yeah.
Like runway models and shit like that. You want to do that?
Yeah, for sure. I love runway.
You've never done like New York fashion week?
I've done fashion weeks.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. Damn, that's got to be so weird just walking down there. And
it's weird
because
I actually am not a person that likes to be in the spotlight, which is so weird.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, you say you don't get nervous, like, when you're in front of fucking 50,000 people at the T-Mobile Arena, right? Mm-hmm. But you get nervous to go perform with the ladies' room, you know?
No, it's, like, more intimate or something. I don't know. Like, when I'm working and my alter ego turns on, it's, like, something else.
Yeah,
but if, like, even my friends... Like, if they're like, okay, Brooklyn, you have to get up and dance. I'm like, no. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like this setting, I'm super cool.
Yeah.
But if there was like 15 people out there,
yeah.
if there was five people right here,
yeah.
I'd be like, yo, I think.
I know. I would probably just feel them. I'm a little bit tipsy. I'm not
yeah,
gonna lie.
No, at this point, yeah, I'm faded, but I'm like, but I would feel them looking at me. People yeah. have been asking me to host stuff for them, like parties and stuff. I'm like, bro, no, I'm not the guy.
I'm like, even if I'm like at the fights and we're like taking pictures, I'm like, okay, are we done? Like I'm just like, oh my God, there's too many people watching.
Yeah, too many people gets weird. Too many people gets weird, but whoo, let's wrap this up.
All right.
Yeah, I'm faded. It was great to have you. I appreciate
Thank
you pulling
you for
up.
Having me.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to plug or shout out or before we get out of here?
No, I was just happy to be here. For it was sure. a good time.
Yeah, for sure. We got
yeah.
faded. Brooklyn, what's your Instagram?
It's Brooklyn_Ryn, BROOKLIYN.
There we go.
_WREN.
Yeah, and stop sending shit to her grandparents' house.
Yeah.
For real. File restraining order on you motherfuckers, man. Damn. But all right, cool. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you pulling
thank
up,
you.
Man. Yeah, till next time. My door's always open. You need help with the merch?
Thanks.
I got you.
Yes.
Yeah. And shout out Solani and Solani. Oh my God.
I was like, I was just gonna go with it. I'm like, who?
Yeah. No. You know what? I do that. I combine words.
I literally didn't know who you were talking about, but I was
Ariane,
just going with it.
Celeste, Solani. I called her Solani. Solani.
I didn't know what
shout
you were talking
Ariane,
about.
Shout out Ariane. Shout out Brittany, yo. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Hey, if we can get a UFC Octagon Girl episode, that'd be crazy.
I'll talk to them.
Solani. Shout out Solani.
I will definitely talk to them for you.
All right. Till next time, yo.
All right.
Peace.
Bye.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Thank you.